Welcome to Connection First. My name is Fabiana Cole and I am so glad that you are here. Thank you so much to everyone that listened to last week's episode. It was about autism with a lovely interview, and it's been one of the most downloaded episodes of Connection First. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for all the different comments and feedback that I got from that episode. Every time you reach out to me with any sort of feedback, I really appreciate it. It's always useful. And if you like this episode at the end, I would really appreciate and love if you can share it with someone else that might find it interesting too. And if you can leave a review, that'll be even better. So thank you again. And I'm very passionate about today's topic. It's something that I have been learning a lot more in the last couple of years. I feel in this journey on being more conscious in our parenting journey. I mean, in this journey of becoming more conscious as parents, one of the main things is being more aware of ourselves, getting to know ourselves. And one of the things that we need to start doing, or ideally start doing, is to be more curious on where our reactions and behaviors and interactions are coming from. When we are able to develop that sense of curiosity, then we can go a bit further and understand that many times the way we react to something that our kids are doing, for example, is not necessarily according to what is actually happening, but it's coming from somewhere else. So the concept that I want to share with you today and talk briefly more about it, or have that very first conversation about, is the inner child. The inner child is the part that exists in all adults that is trying to meet emotional needs that we didn't meet growing up. And we all have a little hurt inner child. And is not trying to sabotage our life. It exists to protect us from our painful past experiences. So when growing up you had recurrent past experiences related to something, you develop as adult this inner child that is going to come and is going to react in a way that it feels safe, and as a way to protect and avoiding you to be in the same position that you were growing up when something like this happened. So, I mean, I'm going to try my best to explain to you today. I need to clarify that I'm not a psychologist. I'm just super passionate. I'm constantly researching about this, but I'm not an expert. I mean, I'm just trying to learn, and I do a lot of research around these topics just because I'm very passionate and I would love for you to understand, and I would love to be able to explain to you in a way that is easy to understand them. So, anyways, let me explain to you with a very simple example the way that I feel our inner child is affecting the way we interact with our kids. And recently, I was having this situation with my boys. I have an 8 and a 10-year-old. And in the mornings, lately it's been really, really hard for them to listen when we are getting ready to go. I'm usually cleaning the kitchen while they are getting ready, which is the first mistake because you're supposed to be, you know, fully there and give them instructions, looking at their eyes. And in the reality, especially in the mornings, that's super tricky for me. It's the moment where I find it more challenging to really go and give them a direct direction, looking at them. And they love opening books. I have mentioned here how much they love reading, and they love opening books in the last minute when they are supposed to be, you know, getting their putting their shoes on or brushing their teeth and taking their plate from the table and the list that you every day do. And you're hoping that one day they will do a step by step on their own, but that's taking, you know, it takes a while. It's not supposed to happen one day to the other, obviously. But anyways, I'm having this situation where every time they are not listening, they are doing something else and they are not following the instructions, I was repeating the same narrative to them. I was saying, can you please stop ignoring me? Why are you ignoring me? Do you know how much it hurts me that you ignore me? Why are you? I was making everything around the fact that they were ignoring me. So I started with curiosity to say, like, where is this line coming from? Why I keep repeating the same? Like, it's definitely not working. And I started to be curious about where that was coming from. And I realized, while thinking about the inner child that is probably coming from my past, is trying to protect me, that inner child that once in the past, growing up, no one was listening or was ignored by someone important. And even that I don't remember a specific experiences, I know this is something that as a growing up is easy for anyone to happen, that you feel that you want to say many things and adults wouldn't listen the way that you would like them to listen, or even with friendships. So I started to realize that that phrase that I kept repeating to my kids was probably coming from my inner child. And my inner child was trying to protect me because it didn't, that little child didn't want me to be in the same position as I was growing up when someone wasn't listening. Was trying to make me feel more empowered and was trying to make me feel that I could protect myself with that phrase of keep saying, stop ignoring me. So once I understood that and I said, okay, this is probably related to me. What do they need to listen better? I probably need to stop my agenda and trying to leave the house super clean, because I always like to leave the house clean before taking them to school, because when I come back, I want to come to a clean house where I can focus on working, because I work from home every day. And that's me. Doesn't have anything to do with them, right? So the first mistake was not approaching them as you are supposed to and say directly and taking the book away, setting my boundary directly and saying, this is not the moment to read. We are gonna get ready to go to school. So by saying that phrase from the kitchen, I wasn't really making them to listen to me, helping them to listen better. We always have to question, it's like, I mean, this is the ideal. This is not what happens many times, but we always have to question, what do my child needs to learn in order to improve this that is not happening? So in that case, they needed to learn that before school, you need to focus and you cannot multitask and pretend to be putting your shoes on while you are still reading your book. So I need to teach them that. I need to teach them that after you do all the responsibilities and you're completely ready, then you can read, for example. But by repeating the same phrase, I wasn't teaching them anything. I was speaking about myself and the way I was feeling when they weren't listening. So this is powerful in what sense? Because, I mean, we create that awareness and then we can work towards not reacting in the same way. So when you want to break a pattern with your kids and you feel like I'm always reacting in the same way, I don't know, I get super upset and they trigger me and then I overreact. And by criticizing ourselves or being feeling guilty about that, we're not going to change our reaction. So this is really powerful because we can change our reaction when we understand ourselves, when we understand where that reaction came from. So this is a really powerful tool that I feel we can all use, because lately, the other thing that I have been learning a lot about is about regulation and being able to auto-regulate ourselves when our kids do something that is, you know, not the right thing to do and we want to teach them. And when we get over like stimulated and we get dysregulated, we are missing the opportunity, because then they get dysregulated as well. They get all defensive, they feel attacked, and they're not going to be learning from us. So a way not to be dysregulated when my kids weren't listening was to understand that it didn't have anything to do with me, that they weren't doing something against me. It's not what my inner child was trying to tell me. It's like actually creating that. It's like sort of chatting with your own inner child and say like, hey, this has nothing to do with what happened in the past. And the other way that the inner child comes up in our adult life is, for example, with our need of control. That's super huge. Like either of us, like I would say, majority of us, especially if you grew up in an environment where there were so many rules and there was a lot of control, in an environment where you couldn't feel that you could control anything, that inner child is going to come with that huge need of control. And the best person that you will find to control, because it's the easiest, is your kids. So many parents that are very controlling are coming from a place of wanting to control what they couldn't control growing up. which most of us couldn't. Like, most of us lack of control growing up. It's a fact. I would say it doesn't depend on the family. Like, many times it's just because as a child, there are so many things that you don't control, many things that people do for you, many things that people decide for you. And you can try your best giving some sense of control to your kids and everything. But in the future, they might probably feel that they lack of control in some level. And it's easy to try to then control your kids if you didn't have that growing up. So that's another way that your inner child might be coming up or showing up. So, I mean, this is a small idea that I wanted to give you today so that we can all try to process and think about it. And what can we do once you learn these concepts? Like, what can we do? Because that's always my first question. Okay, tell me in a practical way, what can I do? Like, okay, yeah, cool, the inner child. We all have an inner child, yes. I mean, the only thing that I would suggest to start with, I feel there are a lot of meditations related to the inner child where you can go back to a moment in the past and have a chat with your inner child, and you can do therapy about that. And there are different tools if you want to go deeper. And we can chat about that in another episode with a lot of different tools that I have been learning around that. But today, the thing I want to suggest today is simply self-observation. Understand the role that those deeper wounds have in you and when they come up and how your inner child was hurt. Try to find ways to go back and, you know, realize what the type of things that the experiences that you had growing up. And that self-observation is going to help you be aware of the narrative that you have in your head. Because you know what happens? Many times you react and you justify yourself. And you say, of course, I needed to tell them that they were ignoring me. Because the narrative is still there. And you're not being curious about where that comes from. So anyways, I hope this was helpful. As I always say, we're all doing the best we can with the tools and the information that we have. And this is a very interesting concept that I hope was clear for you. I hope I didn't make things more confusing. It's something that I'm very passionate, that I have been learning a lot lately. And I wanted to have this brief episode to tell you and to share these ideas with you in this journey of getting to know ourselves better. We need to understand the things that get us activated, the triggers. We need to understand if we had any sort of trauma that might be coming back, and we need to understand our inner child. And together with all of this, we need to make sure we have the time and that we create room to have time with ourselves and to understand us and to have a lot of compassion towards ourselves. Because when we understand that many times we are not controlling, that is coming from our subconscious, that it's part of the inner child, and we understand better all of these concepts, we can understand better ourselves, and we can develop more compassion towards ourselves. So, see you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to hear from you. Get in touch if you have any comments about this or any other episode. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.